Listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening, everyone. The Late Greats. It's a rather sorrowful title, isn't it? But it needn't be, for I believe that people who make music like I'm going to play you tonight never die as long as there are people like us to welcome them into our homes. So to get rid of any mournful feelings this Sunday night, let's start with Jack Teagarden, one of the greatest of all jazz trombonists and vocalists, with his friends trumpeter Leonard Davis, clarinet and tenor sax Mez Mesro, pianist Joe Sullivan, banjoist Eddie Condon, and drummer George Stafford as they exult with Jack and declare, "I'm gonna stomp Mr. Henry Lee." Eddie's Hot Shots, as the label calls them, I'm Gonna Stomp Mr. Henry Lee. Now let's have something from one of the most creative minds in jazz, Duke Ellington, who closed his recording career in an Eastbourne theatre just before he died 3 years ago. In 1928, with late greats in his band such as trumpet growler Bubba Miley, plunger-muted trombonist Joe Nanton, Tricky Sam to his friends and admirers, and the incomparable Johnny Hodges on soprano and alto saxes, the Duke recorded The Blues with a Feeling. blues with a feeling. Who else could play it like Duke Ellington, the composer, and his orchestra? Well, stay tuned, there'll be some more late greats in just a moment.
Attention all used car buyers. Man Edgerton have cut HP rates to 8.5% on used cars and also give you a free 12-month road license worth £50. Check your local paper or yellow pages for your nearest Man Edgerton branch. Hurry, offer closes June the 30th.
Now, start now. C-Link has some wonderful off-peak bargains to Ireland this year. Most car prices haven't gone up a penny since last year, and if you sail off-peak, your car goes single fare for the return journey.
Kids, every kid can go for a quid.
In cars, every kid can go for a quid.
Free cars. Tell them about the free cars.
Oh, yes. On a 10-day return ticket, your car can go free for the price of 4 adult fares. And it's only £20 economy return from London to Dublin by train and ship. And there are many similar train ship bargains from other places.
Look, just in case that didn't come over too well, well, C-Link has a tremendous lot of offers to Ireland on the short sea routes. Ask for the C-Link brochure at your travel agent or principal rail station.
Let me. Take C-Link to Ireland. Our special offers will charm you over. Oh, I like that bit.
Capital sounds go round and round. Capital!
194.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Well, you might think from the title of the next one that this is a slow one as well, but it's not. Dreaming the Hours Away by the late, great Clarence Williams, another great pianist and leader, with clarinetist Buster Bailey to start things going, the unmatched Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Ed Cuffey on trombone, and Ed Allen on cornet, having a lovely time and a lively time. Dreaming the Hours Away back in 1928. Dreaming the Hours Away with Clarence Williams and two of Fletcher Henderson's star men, Buster Bailey and Coleman Hawkins. Fletcher Henderson, yet a third pianist, leader and arranger, had both these in his band when he made the next one in 1925, but the stars of the side are cornetist Joe Smith and trombonist Charlie Green, two more late and truly greats. Watch a Call and Blues. Thank you. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with Joe Smith and Charlie Green, Watch a Call on Blues, with one break by the late and one of the greatest of them all, as everyone agrees, Louis Armstrong. Louis could inject the divine spark of greatness into anything he played, but I think he was at his best with his own Hot Five, playing blues with restraint and grace, along with the late great trombonist Kid Ory, clarinetist Johnny Dodds, Louis's wife at the time, Lil, at the piano, and his fellow New Orleanian Lonnie Johnson as guest artist on guitar, Kid Ory's Savoy Blues. Armstrong's Hot Five Savoy Blues, with special feature by Lonnie Johnson, guitarist supreme. And in a moment, we'll hear something from one of his late great friends.
At Kenton's Furnishing Sale, they're shooting down Maker's recommended prices.
Dead ahead, terrific lounge suites. Down they go from £250 to £169.50.
Behind you, Skipper, Bedmaster four-drawer divan seat.
Down she goes from £197 to £129.50. Closing in over 100 larger bedroom units. Look out for those dining sets. They're going down from £150 to £99.95.
Kenton's summer sale is winning the price battle now at over 70 stores. There's one near you.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Well, Lonnie Johnson made some magnificent records solo and as duets with Eddie Lang, as you know. And there's another late great, in a studio in 1927 with friends in the same category. Trumpeter Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, that is. Trombonist Miff Mole, clarinet and alto sax Jimmy Dorsey, bass sax king Adrian Rollini, pianist, sounding pretty way out for 1927, Arthur Schutt, and master of the tune Timps, Vic Burton. The title, played by that galaxy of talent, is Mean Dog Blues. Eddie Lang, Miff Mole, Adrian Rollini with Red Nichols, great all of them, in Mean Dog Blues. Eddie Lang must have made more records than any of them, surely, and he even shows up at the end of this one, Our Bungalow of Dreams, by the late, great Frank Trumbauer, saxophonist, who was playing things in 1923 that the rest of them got around to playing 10 years later or so, just about, and his orchestra, drawn from his boss's Paul Whiteman's bunch in 1928, with a short solo by, of course, Bex Beiderbecke. Bex, Tram, Eddie Lang and their buddies, Our Bungalow of Dreams. In a moment, we'll hear something from one of Bex's most able followers.
And now, a fantastic all-action double bill. First,
the roughest, toughest men from London's greatest crime squad smash their way onto the big screen. Sweeney, starring John Thor.
Five people are dead! You're deaf as well as stupid!
Dennis Waterman.
Your chances are slim enough as they are. You're a marked man.
Sweeney! Showing with...
Drum, a story of love and lust, savagery and sensuality, brutality and revenge. Rum, starring Warren Oates and Ken Norton. Mandingo lit the fuse. Drum is the explosion.
Sweeney and Drum, together in a great all-action ex-certificate double bill. At a cinema near you now.
Mm-hmm. their men to be more than just fresh. They like them to get into denim. Denim aftershave, talc, cologne, shave foam, and deodorant. Splash out on denim. Denim for the man who doesn't have to try too hard.
Isn't it good to know? Capital.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. In 1938, a young man who many thought stepped more fittingly into Bix's shoes than any, Bobby Hackett, made a record with another late great, George Bruni's on trombone, with Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, and the title, At the Jazz Band Ball, based on Shine on Harvest Moon, as the composer Nick LaRocca told me, and as George Bruni's reminds us. Bobby Hackett, George Bruni's, Pee Wee Russell, George Wetling, late greats all at the Jazz Band Ball. George Wetling was drummer on a 1937 date with another man who was hailed as a second Bix, Bunny Berrigan, along with trombonist Tommy Dorsey, probably the most versatile of all jazz trombonists, and Fats Waller at the piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, enjoying themselves having a jam session with the blues.
Thank you.
George Wetling, drums, and friends Bunny Berrigan, Tommy Dorsey, Fats Waller and Dick McDonough getting down to the heart of the blues. Another late great drummer and a versatile one, Big Sid Catlett, as much at home in the company of Sidney Bechet and Charlie Parker as with Muggsy Spanier, having another jazz band ball with the New Orleans clarinet veteran Darnell Howard with a Walter Melrose number called Dixie Flyer. What a great leader Muggsy Spanier was, as well as being a fine soloist, open or muted. Dixie Flyer, made in 1950 with George Brunies, again, on trombone, Darnell Howard on clarinet, Big Sid Catlett on drums, and Floyd Bean, piano, and Charlie Parham, bass. We'll try another real low-down blues in just a moment.
Mr. Wrangler, welcome to the Arizona desert. Sure, glad you could get here, and just in time to witness an all-time first. You see that mountain over there? Yeah, that's right, the big one. Can you see all those drapes? Well, underneath is your name, the very symbol of excellence in jeans. Your name, Mr. Wrangler, carved, hewn out of living rock. Yes, till all eternity, these mountains will be emblazoned with your proud emblem, Wrangler. Now, yeah, take the binoculars. You see those helicopters? One by one, they're going to unveil each 1,000-foot-high letter. Okay, fellas, let's have liftoff.
Roger,
Mr. Wrangler, sir. Isn't that something?
Rickenbacker, isn't there only one N in Wrangler?
good point. But who's going to notice a little thing like that?
Oh, good grief.
Wrangler, the very best, because Mr. Wrangler says so.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Now, the late, great J.C. Higginbottom was the individualistic trombonist par excellence. Not forgetting the late, great bassist, George Pops Foster, bowing along behind Higgy, and trumpeter Henry Allen with pianist Louis Russell, drummer Paul Barbering, and the only one in the band still living, still playing when called on, alto man Charlie Holmes. Here they all are, living the blues, Higginbottom Blues, in 1930.
Thank you.
I've played you that before, haven't I, at Higginbottom Blues? But like all the things I'm playing tonight, it bears repetition, for it is a classic instrumental blues. Here's another late great trombonist, Tom Brown from New Orleans, recording there in 1924 with a man who never made any other records, as far as I know, clarinetist Charlie Scaglioni, and a number of Scaglioni and the banjoist on the date, Steve Loiacano, thought up together, The Waffle Man's Call. Waffle Man's Call by Johnny Beiersdorfer's Jazzola Novelty Orchestra. It is sad to think that a greater clarinetist as Charlie Scaglioni could only leave us two sides of his music, although, of course, Tom Brown had recorded hosts of them in New York with Harry Yerkes and Ray Miller, and was still recording in the 1950s with Papa Lane's Children. Well, keep listening. There'll be some more grassroots New Orleans jazz in just a moment.
Hi, I'm the plug for London Electricity. Neat little body, super pins, a real live wire. Now, if you tune in to me over the next few months, I'll lead you to some fantastic electrical bargains, all backed by the LEB Peace of Mind Pledge. Oh, that's their way of promising you get a really fair deal. Here's my friend to tell you all about it.
The LEB Peace of Mind Pledge means sound advice, a wide range of goods, all passed by the LEB for safety, easy payment schemes, free delivery of large appliances in the LEB area, and a guaranteed after-sales service.
Well, there you are. So, for a bargain and your peace of mind, follow my lead to the LEB.
LEB, London's largest electrical business.
Oh, he does turn me on.
Isn't it good to know? Capital.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Well, Tom Brown claimed to have been the first to bring jazz north from New Orleans. Jelly Roll Morton claimed to have invented it, but we can forgive him for this sort of thing because he recorded this sort of thing with some more late greats. Cornetist George Mitchell, clarinetist Omer Simeon, banjoist Johnny Sincere, Smokehouse Blues. ¶¶ Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, Smokehouse Blues, one of the most beautiful blues of all, don't you think? My friends Mr. and Mrs. Ken Lister suggested this late great show, and I hope they and everyone else has enjoyed it as much as I have. But I can't leave you without an example of one of the greatest of them all, Joseph King Oliver, the New Orleans Cornet King. His record of his own up-tempo number in 1929, Too Late, shows us the master was still able to show all the rest how it's done, swinging easily, reaching up to the high ones without any sense of strain or discomfort. It's not too late, is it? Not too late to learn what jazz is all about from musicians like that. King Oliver and trombonist Jimmy Archie and all the rest of them. Many more it is too late for tonight, much as I'd like to go on. Well, stay tuned now for the Not Too Late show with Mike Allen, and I'll go on with more goodies next week. Till then, this is Brian Russ saying goodnight from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.